pots, they won't break in the middle of the fire.
Rashi should sorok lebodkon im yuchel lekabel libunan, if it's strong enough to receive the heat when you'll be roasting the wood with it, with the meat with it. Hilkach biyontif loy, hilkach biyontif, and now I'll start roasting with it the first time. Because dilma paki, maybe you'll take a break the first time you use it, a bust. V'yishtach, if it comes out, the Torah, so Torah, cannot, you're doing something for no purpose. That's why you can't use a new tile like to roast with. Because we're afraid the first time you use it, you didn't test it yet. Maybe it's going to bust now, and it comes out, you're wasting your time. It's a tirkosh, so it's Torah, you shouldn't do it on Yom Tov. So Yamru law, some say another reason. Because poshut, you have to make it strong. The way the tile becomes strong is after you heat it up the first time, that strengthens it. So Rashi, you have to make it strong. In the first burning, if they become strong, even though you want to use it for tzorach yomtiv, you want to roast meat on it, since with this first time you're using it, you're roasting with it, you're making it strong, you're making it into a kli, that's also to do on yomtiv. Again, it's an iser tikkun mona. You're like creating, you're making, and you're finishing off the kli now on yomtiv. That's also. Tanan Hossim, we learned the Gemara in Chulin, Dorsa, if you have a bird, that was Dorsa, people trampled over it. Trashi, Dorsa, Vetorfa, or the next thing, Oisha Torfa Bekoisel. Or else you had a bird that was thrown against the wall. Trashi, it means Adam Shedoras Aloif, a man trampled over a bird. Oisha Zarkoi Vechofta Bekoisel. Or else a man took the bird and threw it against the wall. So if the Shiloh is called the Treif or not, can you shech the bird now? Oisha Rosa saw a behema. Rosa behema trampled over it. Or Mefacheses. And the Maisa, it's Mefacheses, it means it's moving around. So Rashi says, though, V'yen Yechel Lama, it can't get up, though. Now, they got hit, but it's still moving around the bird. V'yishaw, so Mi'es Li'es, and the bird stayed alive for one full day, for another 24 hours. V'yishachta, and you shechted the bird, Shera. We say it's Akras Kosher. In other words, since it lived a complete day after it was thrown around, we say it's not a Treifa, and it could live, and therefore you shecht it after a day, it's called a good shechita. But if you checked it before the day passed away, you would say it's a treifa. Because you have to be afraid, maybe the bird by itself would have died that day. But maybe Dorsa, by throwing it and trampling over it, you caused it to get good damage, maybe it would have died then. Now, Omer Reb Lezer Reb Yanai, Mishum Reb Lezer Ben Antugnis, Tzricha Bedika. You should know, even after you shecht it, you have to check out. You have to check, is it Rashi, like, Kishasa Meis Leis, even after you waited a complete day, Nami Tzricha Bedika Lachashita. After you shech this bird, especially this bird, you have to check out. Shemo Nishtabu Rois Losa. Maybe you'll find other treifas inside. Maybe you come out, most of its ribs were broken, which is a treifa then. Or Nishbru HaShedru, or maybe the backbone was broken. That also makes her into a treifa. The Nisik Achut, and the string got broken. Or Echud Mishar Mine Treifas. Now, you also, even after you check it out, you still have to first wait a day. Because if you didn't wait first a day, even though you checked it out after Shechita, and you didn't find any treifas, that's Rashi's question. If you have to check the bird out after you make a Shechita anyway, so why do you have to wait a complete day first? Shech the bird right away. And after you check it, you open it up and make a good bedika, check out all the parts of the body to make sure it's not a treifa. So what do you have to wait a day for? So Rashi says no. That Shizuhi Achas Mishmon Yasa Treifas, because this is one of the 18 treifas that we learned about in Gemara Chulin. The Nikra, this type of a treifa is called Risuke Evorim, the moving, the banging around of the bones. Shevreel Mesparkin Kulam, that all the bones get out of place. V'yafo Pi Shein Reisha Nikabo, even though you don't see anything wrong, it's a new treifa by itself. When an animal was trampled over, it's called the treifas of Risuke Evorim. Its bones was moved around. Now, how do we know if it has this or not? The only way we know it doesn't have this treifa is if it lives 24 hours. If the bird lives 24 hours, then we know it does not have this treifa of Risuk Evorim. Other treifas maybe it does have. So for the other treifas, you have to, after you shecht, open up the bird and check out. Make sure its ribs weren't broken, its backbones weren't broken. That you can check out. But there's a new type of a treifa called Risuk Evorim. The bones were hit-like. And the only way you can tell that is you can't see it. The only way you can tell is if the animal lives 24 hours, then we see it didn't have that treifas. But if it didn't live 24 hours, you have to be afraid maybe it would have died because its bones were moved around. So that's why you need two things.
you have to first let it live for 24 hours, and then after the shechita, then you have to be boidik for the other treifas. This is the halacha. Now, the question is, what about on Yom Tov?
Such
a bird, if it was hit or banged around, and now after 24 hours, it's on Yom Tov now, can you shecht it now or not? Do we say we have to be afraid, even though you shecht it now, but maybe after you check it out, you find it's a treifa, and then it came out, you made a shechita for no purpose. It's like you made a tirchus, don't do it on Yom Tov. Or else, no, we're not afraid you'll find the treifas. If you doubt right now with Shalom, it's not a treifa, you don't have to be afraid, maybe you'll be a treifa there. So on Yom Tov, you would be allowed to. Rashi says, Micha shimon hoil tricha b'nikas yal berusa mimachas kinar yusa begavo mishum chashash isum locha b'yom tov. Dua misha mishtakach treifa v'nim tashach tashol tzarech. The bishleim of the other treifas, we still on rove, that rove animals are not treifas. But over here, that something happened to it, we have to be afraid maybe it is a treifa. So maybe it's also the shachter on Yom Tov. Oh, Malay, so he answered back, Tanina, I'll bring your raya from our Mishnah. Tanina ein malavnin esarofim litzois bem. You're not allowed to make red hot these tiles to use them in the oven to roast on. Favinim bo my covet, the Murray explains, what's wrong? Why can't you make red hot these tiles? What are you doing? What isser is there? The Yom Rabbo Bar Bachonam Rav Yechanan Hocha Berofim Chadoshim Askinim. We just got finished learning that the Pshat now Mishnah is we're talking about brand new tiles, and the Isser is Mifnei Shetzaruch Lebotkon, because we have to be budget them. You have to check them out. That was the first time you use these tiles. We have to see if they're strong enough to take the heat. We're afraid maybe they're going to bust the first time you use it. So if we use these on Yom Tov for the first time, we're afraid it's going to bust open on Yom Tov, and it comes out you did a tirch shalat tzarich. Yeah, we're afraid you use the first time on Yom Tov, it's going to come out now that you maybe to talk about because maybe it's going to bust on Yom Tov. So what do you see? That's something you're afraid that maybe would bust, and if it busts, it comes out you work for nothing. You're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So of course, with the same case here also, the shechita should be also to do on Yom Tov because you have to be afraid. Maybe you have to be boidik it. You have to be boidik it afterwards. And maybe you find out it's a treifa, and it came out, you made a shechita for no purpose on Yom Tov, so it should be offer. Or Malay, yes, it's back, no, I'll tell you, maybe there's no raya from our Mishnah. Anan, you know why? Because we learned different pshat in the Mishnah, we learned like the other pshat. Anan, we learned the Mifnei Shetzorach L'chosmon, Masdin in law. We learned the reason why the Mishnah says you can't use the tiles the first time, is because the first time you use tiles, you make them strong. So it's called 100% tikkun mon, it's not a suffix. It's a vada, you'd be misakin the kli right now. And you're not allowed to be misakin, you can't make kalim on Yom Tov. So that's why it's also to use. That's the way I learned Shan the Mishnah. Therefore, I have my suffix, my doubt. What about shechting this bird? Is it mutter to shecht this bird on Yom Tov or not? Here it's not 100%, it's only a doubt. Maybe it's a treif, maybe not. So since it's only doubtful, maybe you are allowed to shecht it. See, by a suffix, he's not pushed to the Shaila. Tanya learned like this. The Tesefta in Shabbos, famous Tesefta. Echad maybe a thor, if one person brings the fire on Shabbos, the Echad maybe a seitim, one person, another person brings the wood. We'll soon see, yeah. Which order it is. We'll soon see which order it came. The Echad Shefes is a Kedavra. One person picks up the pot and puts it on top of the stove. The Echad maybe a Semaim, one person puts water into the pot. The Echad Naisam Atecha Tablet, one person puts spices into it. The Echad Megis, another person stirs it up. Kulan Chayovim. They do this on Shabbos, they're all chayiv, because Bishl is also on Shabbos. So every one of these people did a part of Bishl, of cooking, so it's also on Shabbos, they're all chayiv. For the Gemara of Atani, we learned another price, to Achron chayiv, kulam pturin. No, only the last one is chayiv, but all the other ones are potter, so it's a stira. And the Gemara of Lakasha is no kasha. I'll tell you, ho the icy or mikoro, ho the icy or lipsoif. The last price that it says, kulam pturin, is where the fire was brought at the end. So in other words, what did the first one do? He came and put a pot here. Putting a pot on top of an open or closed stove, there's no issa. The second guy came and put water inside. There's no issa. There's no cooking yet. The third one came and put spices. He didn't do anything wrong. If the last one came and brought the fire, he's the one that's doing the bishul.
So that's the case that only the achron is chayiv. But the first price, it says the wool chayiv is talking about, that the one that made the fire came first. So he's chayiv for burning wood. The next one put the pot on top of it, he's also chayiv. He's making bishul and water and this and that. If the fire is there first, then they're all doing the chelik of the bishul, therefore it's awesome. Rashi says, Kulan chayovim, maybe yesor mishum avid. The one that brought the fire because he's burning. It's like a chelis. He's burning the coals. Kishum alichim is mislav na meruach. Because when you move around the coals, you make them burn better. Or maybe yesaitzim lior mishum avid. The one that puts the wood into the burning coals, you're also burning. Shaifas kadeir velakam aforashim ayovid. Now the chur lekashra, the one that puts the pot, he put an empty pot on top of the coals. What did he do wrong? Putting an empty pot, that's not bishul. That's what the Gemara will explain. Now, noisim mayim v'tavlim, that's poshut omegid, the one that stirs it, mishum of ashel. Shafu av melocha, it's also called an av melocha. If you cook things on Shabbos, that's also. See, you made a maisa here, you made a maisa bishul, that's also on Shabbos. Yeah. So it depends, if you brought the fire first, they're all chayiv. If you brought the fire last, only the one that brought the fire is chayiv, not the other ones. So mar bishlay makula kav de maisa. His bishlam when the fire came first. It's the one that puts the wood. He's making a maver. He's burning, and the food is bishul. El shayfus as tekadera my covet. But the one that puts a pot on top of the fire, what did he do wrong? Like taking a pot, an empty pot, and putting it on top of the fire. There's no bishul involved. Om Reb Shimon ben Loki shalcha b'kadera chadosh askinen. Yes, we're talking about a new pot. It was never used yet. Om mishum libun rofim nogabur. Again, the first time you cook up in the pot, you make it strong. You're strengthening the pot itself. It's an earthly kli, let's say. A kli cheres. So the first time you use it, you strengthen it. So it's also to use it the first time on Shabbos, because you'd be misaking the kli. So even though there's no food inside the kli, just by putting the kli on top of the fire, for that alone, you chayif. Turn around, look at the brice like this. The sefta. Tano vikirayim. You have an oven or a stove like chadoshim new ones. They're like any other kli that you let them move it around in the chotzer. It's not called muksa. Rashi says, you could use it for storage, even on Shabbos. You could store things inside it. But since you could store things inside it, it's called a kli, you let them move it around. But you're not allowed to rub oil on them. Rashi, to make it smooth or to shine it, that's also. The intoshin of a matlas, you can't shine it up with a towel. The mafiga noisam betzainin, you can't put cold water. Rashi, liyakar asokin, after you took it off the fire, you had a pot cooking from before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos when you take it off the fire, you're not allowed to right away pour cold water into it. Because this makes the kli strong. The way you strengthen the first time you use the kli, after you take it off the fire, you pour cold water over it, that strengthens the kli. That's also to do on Shabbos. You can't pour cold water over it to make it strong. But if the purpose is to make it bake better, then it's mutter. Mustaman yontif it means. As if, let's say, it was burning, the food or the bread was burning, and now you want to pour cold water over the kli just to make the food not burning, that's mutter. So this could be mutter on Shabbos also. In the case where you had it baking from before Shabbos, and now you're just taking it out of the oven on Shabbos, so now if you see the food is burning, so you're allowed to pour cold water over, because your purpose is not to make it thick and clean. The purpose is just to make the food not burnt. Turn around, what's in the price? Molgin esarosh. You're allowed to pour hot water over the head of a chicken on Yom Tif, like in order to be able to take the feathers off. Shrashi molgin beroishkin. You could pour hot water over the head of a chicken. V'yasaragolin. Who are the feet also? Or mahabavin oisimbor. You could squash them in fire also. That's also a way to get the feathers off. Avul ein teuflin oisim charsis. But you can't smear them, put around them. Charsis means earthly, like clay. Shrashmi teuflin oisim besid. Lohosir saron. Devaderach avdanim.
You can't use these two things. We'll say take the hiruv, but that's the derech to have done the people that work. It looks like a professional, like a skilled man's work. You can't pour clay over it. V'loy badom, and not with dirt. V'loy besid, not with lime. V'yem goyzin oysom b'misparayin. You can't cut off the feathers with that special scissors that you cut it off with. Rashi, the mechzik etzorach l'sar. It looks like the purpose doing is what you want to hear. And that's also, you only want to do what's the purpose of the achila, for the chicken, to eat the chicken, but not for the purpose of the hair. V'yem goyzin etzayerik b'taspoy reshaloi. If you have already a vegetable that was cut off before Yom Tov, now you want to cut it finer or cut it to pieces, you can't use the chopping knife you use to cut it off with. Because it looks again uvda d'chil. So Rashi, v'yem goyzin hayerik, hatolish. You have a vegetable that was cut off ready before Yom Tov. Sheish by Rosh Yolim, they're on the top of the heads of the leaves, are still attached. And you want to cut it off now on Yom Tov. So Rashi learned, sheish turech b'tikunai. There's a lot of turech involved. No, it's skipped. Yeah. Because somebody sees you using the regular scissors you use to cut the cucumbers off, people think you cut the cucumbers off today. So they see you stand holding the cucumbers with a special knife that you usually cut off the ground. Even though now they only see you cutting off the top leaves, but it's a Mara sign, people think you also cut it off today. And that's also, you're not allowed to cut off something that's growing on Yom Tov. Therefore, you can't use its special scissors to cut the leaves off the vegetables. Abu mesaknin esakundis. You're allowed to fix up the kundis, another type of a vegetable. Or else v'yesu achvuyis. Rashi, kundis v'achvuyis means mina irokas, type of vegetable saying. Sheyesh terech b'tikunin. There's a lot of tirchin cutting it down to size. You're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Because the last you're fixing the food. So there's no mara sign. Aye, it's tircha. It's bother, but you're bothering for food. That's mutter. Umasikin v'oifin bepurni. You're allowed to bake in a big oven. Again, even though it's tircha involved, you're allowed to do it though. Shrashi purni hein tanurim shalonu magdelim. They're very big ovens. Opiyim betzidam. The opening is on the side. V'loy chashinu l'tircha. We don't say it's too much bother to use these big ovens on Yom Tov. If you have a lot of food, so you need the big oven, you're allowed to use the big oven, even though it's a lot of work. Because l'maish you're working for eichel nefesh, that's mutter. Umechasin chamin biantuki. Umechamin chamin biantiki. You could heat up hot water also in a big, big hot kettle. The same thing. Even though it's a lot of tircha, but since you need it, you're allowed to. V'yein oifin bapurni chadosh Hashem atiftach. But a new oven, you didn't use yet, the first time you're not allowed to bake with it on Yom Tov. Because again, we're afraid maybe it's not strong enough, and the first time you use this oven, maybe you'll bust, maybe the oven will crack, and therefore you won't be able to bake with it. So the first time, you can't use a new oven on Yom Tov. Yeah. But the Tana Rabbonin, ein neufchen v'mafuach, you're not allowed to blow something with the blower. Trashi, a neufchen mafuach, the mechze kumin oisam loch. It looks like you're a skillful workman. Like when you blow up the blowers, they used to blow up glass with. You can't use these things. A neufchen mafuach, can't blow up something with the blower. Avo neufchen b'shoferish, you're allowed to blow something with stama pipe. That doesn't look like a tikkun mon, it doesn't look like an umin. V'yein mesaknin es hashvud, you're not allowed to fix up the spit that broke on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fix it up. Trashi says, it's like Reb Yehuda. This Bryce does not go like Reb Yehuda. Because Reb Yehuda holds a machshira yoichan nefesh, you're allowed to fix on Yom Tov. So a spit that broke on Yom Tov, you're allowed to fix it for the purpose of roasting meat. Here it says you're not allowed to. So it's not like Reb Yehuda. And now in other territories, but near some Erev Yom Tov, in the case where the spit broke on Erev Yom Tov, so it's called machshira yoichan nefesh, she'ef shal asoysim Erev Yom Tov, you could have fixed it up yesterday. It broke yesterday. So since you could have fixed it up yesterday, it's also to do it today, even according to Reb Yehuda. So it could be as goes according to everybody. V'yein mesaknin es hashvud. You can't fix up the spit that broke yesterday. V'yein mechadad enoisai. Who are then you can't make it sharp? Who either one or two terutzim either. Same thing, either it goes on like Reb Yehuda, or else it was not sharp yesterday, so you should have sharpened it yesterday. Tana Rabbanan. Another braisa like this. Ein maftsoyin es hakono. You can't break open a reed. Litzlois boy maliach. In order to be able to roast like salty fish on top of it. In order to use this to put under the fish. Alaskalo, Shaisen Kli, the Chomidi Diovo, the Shtamish Boy, heavy ticken Kli.
But you use this in order to be able to, like a roasting pot, like we had before. You don't want to put the hot fish on top of the red hot metal, because you're afraid it'll burn the fish. So you want to put something underneath it. So you want to open up a reed to make that like a roasting pin, that you put the fish on top of the reed into the oven so the fish won't get burnt up. So it's called, you're making like a roasting pin. That's also to do on Yom Tov. This looks like tikkun mana, you're making a kli.
So again, a mafzoi nesakon, you can break open into the reed. This is boy, meliach. Abu mafzoi nesegush, you let it break open a nut. But matlis, even if you have in your handkerchief, and you bang the handkerchief, you let it break open nuts that way. V'yein cheshin shema tikra. You don't have to be afraid, maybe you'll tear the handkerchief also. Because that's not your kavana, and it's not a psikresha. The Rashi says, V'yein cheshin shema tikra. V'yafilu nikras, even if it does rip, li'ichvuston, it shouldn't bother you. V'yein zakarei avanas ditfer.
It is not called the malacha of ripping, is only when you're ripping for the purpose of sewing it back. Here you're not ripping for the purpose of sewing it back. So therefore it's mutter.
Right. That's what Rashi says, alright. Zunu Shaila Sayyim. Poshu don't go to say Namaskavani. That's not wasn't Kavona, it's not a psychoresha. Rashi says even more. Rashi Mashma, even it would be Mechavan maybe, but Bechal, it's not the Malocha of Kareya. Kareya is only Malocha when you're ripping something, I'm not to be able to sew it. Like you have something wrong here, you want to fix it up. The only way you can fix it is first you have to rip it open a little bit, then you can sew it back again. So for such a ripping, Yechayiv. But here, that even if you rip the handkerchief, it's not for the purpose of sewing it back again, it would be mutter, so it's alright. Bosh Rashi means, you know, you're not Mechavan. See, to Rav Kiva gets the kasha, that the Rashi's svar is only a svar, it's also, it's mutter midiraisa. But he has to mikol mokim koshali, and mikol mokim also midirabonin. It's still also midirabonin. V'amala kosa Rashi kapashto, do kaimel krev shima, do vashin imaskavin mutter. It's gracially heavy. Goodbye, it's by kasha, really. Why did Rashi have to say this? Because it's called kareya. Shloi amanas litvor, which that's only a svar midiraisa. But midirabonin still also to rip. You're not allowed to stam rip your handkerchief on Yom Tov or Shabbos. So Rashi should have said better, here like we're saying the same in Miskavin. Your kavana is not to crack open the nut in the handkerchief. You don't have a kavana to rip the handkerchief. So since it's not a psikresha, it doesn't have to happen, that's why it's mutter. So the Mishnah. V'yoy... Mekalkal also, yeah, right, also. Maybe that's Teres to Rashi in here. Since it's a Mekalkal also, that's why it's mutter could be. V'yoy domer ablezer. Another chish ablezer said... Before we had one chiddush that with the sticks, you could collect them even in the chotzer, and you could use them for toothpick also. Now he's saying another chiddush. V'yoydom Rabbi Lezer, oy me'dodom ala muksa. A person could stand on the muksa, means wood that was set aside, Erev Shabbos, yeah. Those muksa really means